Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single family homes all the way up to 600 plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey, good afternoon, folks. Good to be with you today. Today, we're talking to a couple who joined Lifestyles Unlimited online during the pandemic, and on their first house, they doubled their money. I want to tell you, stop looking for a way out and start looking for a way in. I'm your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We are working on your financial freedom. And today, I'm with Jeff and Jennifer Knight, and we're going to hear their story. And so, guys, I want you, both of you, just kind of tell us, our audience, who you are apart from real estate, you know, where you grew up, education, whatever. Just introduce yourself to the audience. Jennifer, why don't you start, and then Jeff, you go.
Okay. Hi, good afternoon. I grew up, well, my family moved constantly. We moved, we've lived in multiple states. We finally settled into New Orleans area, and now we're happy to be in Texas. We love it here. But we are married, we have three kids, and we like living over here in Texas now.
That's great. And Jeff?
Yep. So grew up in a small town in Arkansas. We moved to the Houston area, I guess, in 2014 for work. I have a background in construction, specifically construction management. So that's really what brought us here during that time frame. It was kind of a hot time, so market was going crazy. But anyway, been here ever since. Like it.
That's great. Now, before you discovered real estate, Lifestyles Unlimited, any of that, what was your investment strategy? Did you have an end game? Was retirement ever going to happen, or had you even thought that far ahead?
No, we have, but I mean, it was just, you know, typical 401k, Roth, IRAs, or, you know, we did some little investment here and there, but I mean, as everyone knows, returns, you know, it's hit or miss, and it's like a roller coaster ride.
Sure, sure. Now, Jeff, you have a really fascinating background in terms of your parents. Tell our audience about your parents and their investing.
Yeah, so they're both self-employed and have been forever. They did not have that option, right, being self-employed. So early on, I would say when we were, my sister and I were, I don't know, 10 to 12 years old, they started acquiring real estate. So like I said, you know, being in a small town in Arkansas, you know, our area is about 3,000 people. They started buying properties. You know, my dad being a master plumber, HVACR guy, an electrician, you know, we would go in and buy distressed properties. And that's what we did on the weekends. We would go in and he and I would fix floors and rewire and plumb and change out air conditioning units. And, you know, then my mom and my sister, they're over there painting and patching drywall or paneling. Some of these houses had paneling, you know, or wallpaper and such. So that's kind of how we grew up, you know, seeing that every weekend just about. That's what we did on the weekend.
And so how many houses do they own now, or how many houses did they, at the peak, did they own?
They've been, you know, right around that mid to low 40 range, I would say.
That's a lot of houses. Yeah, that's a lot of houses. And you told me some of those, I think you said your mom would go down to the courthouse, there'd be an auction or something like that, and she'd buy a house with a dollar down or something.
Yeah, she's a hustler. She would go in and she bought one for a dollar down on courthouse steps. Sure did.
That's amazing. Now, did you ever think about becoming a real estate investor?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we thought about it, but, you know, some circumstances really, you know, after the pandemic, and it is what kind of pushed us over the edge and wanting to control our own destiny, right? And not having to rely on the stock market or the corporations.
Yeah, and I want to get to that, but tell me, first of all, I almost forgot to ask, what is the lifestyle your parents are living now?
So, I mean, self-employed, well, my dad's retired. My mom just kind of works at a local department store on the weekends to help a friend. And they travel a ton, have a beach house, have a condo in the mountains, and just kind of do what they want to do. Have a big RV, and, yeah, I mean, just their own boss.
So without their real estate education, they went out and did it on their own, and now they are actually living the lifestyle, kind of what we talk about here at Lifestyles Unlimited. And so you are actually now living a legacy of your parents as real estate investors. You said something, actually, Jennifer, I think you said it yesterday. You said, we always tell our kids to focus on solutions, not problems, and that's what LU, Lifestyles Unlimited, offered us when we needed it. I want to repeat that. Folks, that you're listening, this is really significant. You said, we always tell our kids to focus on solutions, not on problems, and that's what Lifestyles Unlimited offered us when we needed it. Explain the circumstances that led you to Lifestyles Unlimited and why you chose Lifestyles.
We came to Lifestyles because, so when you asked about us thinking about real estate, in the past, we had thought about real estate for a long time because we saw how Jeff's parents were able to live and the way they wanted to. Now they can take grandkids for a week here and there, and they can take them on trips. They've done all kinds of things with them. So we knew the end game, right? We knew where we wanted to be at the end, but we didn't know how to get there. And there for a while, we moved around a lot with Jeff's work because he was in construction. So we were moving to different states and different areas until we came here, and then we finally settled down. So then we started thinking about that real estate, and we just didn't really, you know, we didn't know agents in the area. We didn't know who to use for construction to fix things. We didn't know who to use, you know, where to start. We just knew the end that we had in mind.
Pause right there because we're just about to a break. We're talking to Jennifer and Jeff, who joined Lifestyles Unlimited online during the pandemic and on their first house doubled their money. Stay with us through the break to hear the rest of the story.
Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
I'm your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and we are working on your financial freedom. Right before the break, I gave you a quote that Jennifer had said the other day. She said, we always tell our kids to focus on solutions, not problems, and that's what Lifestyles Unlimited offered us when we needed it. This is a couple who had just parents, invested in a lot of real estate. They had actually never made that jump themselves. But Jennifer, you were kind of getting to the point. You were telling us what happened that drove you guys to Lifestyles and the solution that Lifestyles offered. So I want you to go ahead and continue on that.
Okay, sounds good. So we 2020 happened. So we'd been here since 2014. You know, we kind of know the area now. But 2020 happened, changed things for everyone, right? And Jeff actually, at the end of that year, found out that, you know, with new policies coming and things changing, that he was going to be laid off. and the company didn't want to have layoffs. You know, everyone that was were great employees. They'd done a good job, but just things changed. And sure. We'd never been in that position before. That's our only income for our household. And because I'm a stay-at-home mom. And so we thought, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? And, you know, he did what he had to do. He found another job and all of that was fine, but it did come with a pay cut. And we thought, you know what? We've been listening to the lifestyles. We've been learning, you know, just what we hear from the radio, what we already know. It was time for us to make that jump. So sure. We joined in. We went to the seminar. We thought, okay, this sounds good. These are the holes that we needed. So, you know, we have this big picture, but we needed these holes filled on telling us, okay, who do you use here? What steps do you take here? And Lifestyles was just a system that had it already in place for us. So that was our solution. We thought, okay, we know the end. We know how we wanted, you know, where we want to end with this, but we didn't know how to fill in those little holes, and Lifestyles had it perfect, where it was just like a plug and play thing, right? We could just exactly. take off from there. So then we jumped in just a year ago.
That's tremendous. I remember you said, we never want to be in that position again, to be 100% reliant on the state of the economy and what government officials feel is best. And you guys are on your way to that. And, you went to that. First of all, you joined online, never came to our offices mm-hmm. because it was January of 2021. And then you went to that 2-day seminar. And folks that are listening, that is the linchpin of the membership. It's that financial freedom seminar. We teach you how to locate, negotiate, finance, rehab, and lease and manage single family and multifamily properties. You guys did that online. And I want to ask you, what was that like? Because during the shutdown, there were two groups of people. Those who said, I have a life to live and I can't wait a year or more. I'm not going to wait while the world is shut down. I've got to get going. And then there were those that said, well, when I can go in person, I'll go. Until then, my life is on hold. Now, which group did you guys fall? Well, it's obvious which group you fell into, but why? why did you go ahead and do the online?
Oh, we're absolutely the life must go on. You know, it's worth living. It's not worth hiding out. And so, and then with him losing his job and having to take a pay cut, you know, what's our other alternative? We're not sit home and do nothing kind of people. We are, there's a problem. What's the solution? What's the best way we can move forward? And so it was just, the timing just worked for us. And it was just that little bit of push that we needed to jump off and go.
Great. That is great. Folks, if you're listening, I come across people all the time. They join Lifestyles. They actually join and they say, and we now actually have in-person financial freedom seminars once a month, for instance, in Houston. We also live stream it 4 other times during the month. And there are people that say, well, I just don't learn well on a computer. I'll wait 4 months. I'll wait 5 months until the stars align and my work schedule aligns and my spouse's schedule aligns and we can go in person. Listen up. You are wasting time and you need to get going now because you're listening to a couple that joined online, went to the Financial Freedom Seminar online, never entered a Lifestyles Unlimited office, even after they bought their first single family house. In fact, it's 1 year later, they now own 3 houses. And the first time they came to a Lifestyles Unlimited office was when they came to one of our case studies, and they were the subject of one of our case studies because of what they did with their investing. So you're wasting your time. You need to not do that now. You need to stop looking for a way out and stop looking for a way in, like Jennifer and Jeff. Great, great story. So in the 2-day class, were there any big paradigm shifts that you came across, or were there any really big aha moments that got your attention? Maybe something you hadn't thought of before, part of the education that you were not aware of.
Okay. I was going to say for us, you know, what we saw Jeff's parents do was fabulous, but we couldn't do that. We couldn't show up Monday through Friday and be there to do all of the work that had to be done. And Lifestyles doesn't teach that system. It teaches where here's our vendor list, here's, you know, a construction company that you can call and they can take care of that part. And that was, that's where we went, that's what we need. We need to know who to call in this area when there is a problem or something that needs to be fixed, or even just the rehab in the beginning. You know, we right. needed to know what agents do you call, because we know some agents in the area, but they don't always know how to do investment properties.
Yeah.
And so that that was the portion that we needed that Lifestyles just has set up.
That's great. That's great. Jeff, anything different for you?
Yeah, I mean, all that, and plus, you know, it also taught us how to find those off-market deals, right? I mean, the MLS mm-hmm. is out there. Everybody can see that. I don't know. There's a million other people that also see it, and they're not always the best deals. So it taught us how to really run the numbers, use the tools that are that we have at our disposal, and to see if it would work or not, right? And to see if those even those off-market properties would work. So that was kind of the aha for me was, okay, now I see how we can run the numbers. And because for me, it is a numbers game, right? That's what we're looking at. We're in it to make money.
So yep.
That was the aha.
That's good. Yeah, actually, every Financial Freedom Seminar, whoever the instructor is, for instance, David Fisher is going to be doing the Houston two-day seminar this weekend. And I've been working with him doing that since the pandemic started, because we were just doing just he and I was taking questions from people online because everything was shut down. There was nobody in person. And every single time he goes online and actually finds a property on MLS and shows you how to value the property, how to make sure it's going to make money, that it's going to cash flow, that there's a good cushion in there, does it very conservatively. This last month, he found a property in San Antonio. It was on MLS, and really just trying to destroy the thing by making the rehab really huge, it was about $2,000 out of pocket. So that's what you learn at that two-day Financial Freedom Seminar. Stay with us through the break. We are working on your financial freedom, talking to a couple who bought three rental homes within 12 months after joining during the pandemic. You want to hear the rest of their story.
I think people hear landlord or property owner and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate. And that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single family houses and apartments too. We'll show you how. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Folks, I'm your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and I'm with Jeff and Jennifer Knight, who, as I mentioned before their break, they bought three rental homes in the last 12 months after joining during the pandemic. And I want to repeat one more time, stop looking for a way out, start looking for a way in, and get moving. Now, right before the break, we talked about the fact that they joined, they went to that Financial Freedom Seminar, they realized they needed a team. And Lifestyles Unlimited provides that team through that vendor list. And I know after you guys join, you're ready to get going. I mean, it is January of 2021. And you got discouraged because, I mean, you wanted to buy a deal on day one and you couldn't find a deal as fast as you wanted. How did you overcome that? What did you do?
We showed up whenever they would show a property. So the agents will show properties. They'll have lists of properties and say, okay, we're gonna come to this one. There's gonna be a group of people that are gonna come and see it. And whether
let me fill in a gap there, Jennifer. So Lifestyles Unlimited agents will find a property, an off-market property, and they will send out an email blast. You can show up at 1 o'clock on Tuesday and look at the property. You're going to put down a deposit, a non-refundable deposit. If it's a wholesale deal, if it's an off-market deal, maybe not so much. But and so Lifestyles Movers can go and tour the property. And so go ahead and with that kind of filler there, Jennifer.
Yeah. So because the offices were closed, that's the only place that I could meet people and I could see people and I could put, you know, a face with a name. And so that's what I did. They said, I'm showing a house. It'll be tomorrow, 1 o'clock. And I said, I'm going. whether I'm going to be on the list of people available to purchase it or not, I said, I'm going to go and I'm going to meet people and I'm going to ask questions. And I'm going to meet the agents, and I want them to know my face because when I joined, I wanted to buy a house. We were ready to go. And so it worked out. We met several agents. We met several people in Lifestyles. Everyone was wonderful. People answered questions. They were just the most helpful people, and it was just wonderful.
That is one of those things that gets repeated over and over again. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we have what's called an abundance mentality, which means there's enough for everybody. We're not in competition with each other. In fact, we're not allowed to compete with each other as Lifestyles members. If I know if another Lifestyles member is going after a property, other Lifestyles members cannot do that. We don't want to have a bidding war within Lifestyles. And That's exactly what you experienced, Jennifer. It's kind of a crazy thing. People are willing to just open up their books and give you all their information and share their knowledge. And so how did you find your very first property?
So from those showings that we were going to, we met one of the agents. Her name's Jennifer McCormick. She was fabulous. I kept showing up and I said, Jennifer, I'm buying a house. I'm here to buy a house. I'm going to keep showing up until you have one available that, you know, that we make it to. And so she had a house for us. It's over in the Cypress area. And she said, I have this house. Would it be something you're interested in? And we said, yes, let me know how fast I can be there and I'll be there to see it.
That's great. So a couple things I want to point out here. One thing you said, you showed up. You know, what is it? There's a saying that 90% of life is showing up. And so you actually showed up and didn't just sit and wait for somebody to call you or send you, hand you this on a silver platter. You went out and you pursued the property and pursued the realtors. Jennifer McCormick, for folks that are listening, one of the reasons you can't find deals is because you don't have the right realtors. She is one of the top 5%. In the last couple of years, she's been one of the top 5% or 10% realtors in Houston area every single year. Understand, she's not selling million-dollar homes. She's selling $100,000, $200,000 houses. And so to be in the top 5 or 10%, you have to sell a lot of houses, which means she does that. She's doing all investment properties, so she knows her business. Now, the property that you guys bought, the property you guys purchased, you had it was a big rehab. It was $42,000 in rehab. Jeff, why don't you tell us about the condition of the property when you first saw it and what were the things that you did to that property?
Yeah, so it was a... There was a tenant in it, originally been there for a while, so I had two or three big dogs, a cat, so you can imagine the shape it was in, a couple teenagers. So basically we went in there and we had to replace all the plumbing, all the flooring. I mean, it was a complete rehab, all new HVAC system, new roof. You know, it took, I think we were right at 8 weeks on that one. Mm-hmm. We had it ready to turn it around for another tenant. So quite an undertaking, honestly. But, I mean, it was something we were willing to tackle for sure.
The previous owner was not taking care of it. And so it had busted pipes and it had things wrong with it that someone was having to live in. And I like that Lifestyles teaches you to fix things up front. Because everyone wants a nice place to live in, and they want it to be clean and working and everything going, you know, taken care of for it. And so that was another thing that I liked about Lifestyles, that we went in and we fixed everything in it. I mean, the person that moved in has new appliances. They have a new shower. They have new tubs, new faucets, all of that stuff, new roofs. Things are taken care of for them.
And here's the beauty of that. When you go in and you buy the property and you do all the rehab up front, you make everything brand new up front, you're able to finance some, in some cases, all of that rehab. If you buy the property, you put a resident in there, and you fix things as you go along, that's all coming out of your pocket. That's gonna hit your cash flow. Properties have to have cash flow, must have cash flow. That's one of the top three rules of Lifestyles Unlimited and Del Walmsley. So you got everything fixed, about $42,000. You paid $140,000 for the property. Your equity capture was $33,000. You only put down $25,000. So your capital gain on the equity capture was 134%. You doubled your money on your very first deal. What did that feel like, Jeff?
Oh, man, that was great. I mean, that's it had us looking to say, okay, what can we do to start acquiring more property? So, I mean, that's really what pushed us forward when we saw what we could do and what it would bring to us.
It's just an amazing feat. And I want you, the folks that are listening, I want you to go to your stockbroker and say, hey, here's $25,000. Can you make me $33,000 on day one? And by the way, can you also give me cash flow? Yeah, he's going to say no. He's going to say no, I can't do that. That's why Del Walmsley says you cannot get rich slow. Your IRA, your 401k, you're never going to double your money on your purchase of the deal, ever. With real estate, you do that. We buy it at a discount, we fix it up, we add value to it, and we capture that equity on the front end. That doesn't even include the appreciation that we have each year, because real estate, on average, doubles in value every 20 years. So that's about 3.5%, but that's on an unleveraged property. So you guys are leveraged, you have a loan on this property, so it even increases more. Your cash flow was, I think, if I remember correctly, it's $3,800 per year in cash flow, which is 16.8%, and that is huge. So just a great, great deal going into the thing on your first deal. How long, just a short answer, I only got a couple seconds, how long did it take you to find a tenant for that property?
Couple weeks.
Yeah.
Couple of weeks. You see, if you have the best property and you have the best price, and we're going to talk to these folks a little bit about how they figured out what the lease should be on the other side of the break. If you have the best product, the best price, you're going to get the best residents. So stay with us through the other side of the break. We are working on your financial freedom.
Walmsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. In 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started in 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey, folks, this is David Ruzicka. I am your host. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And we're talking to Jeff and Jennifer Knight, who have given themselves a $12,000 raise, increased their net worth by over $60,000 in their first year of real estate investing, their very first year. You know, we teach you at Lifestyles Unlimited, you can't lose money. That's one of the critical points of real estate investing. And if you do it right, Dale Walmsley says, real estate is easy. People are difficult. If you do it right, you're not going to lose money, because we make money in five different ways. Now, I want to invite you to come to one of our real estate investor, our free workshop. It's a real estate investor workshop. We teach you the five ways that we make money in real estate. It is online. We have it a couple of times a week. The next one that I'm teaching is February 10th at 9:30 at night, Central Time. I'm staying up late for you so California people can watch it, because it's going to be 7:30 their time. All you have to do is go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Like I said, I'm doing the February 10th one, but if that doesn't work for you, no problem. I've got some teammates. They do a great job at leading that workshop. You can watch it in your pajamas at home. You don't even have to go anywhere when you do it. So I want to encourage you to do that. LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Love to have you be part of that. You guys, you did a great job. You bought this house. You rehabbed it. You got it leased. You actually used a realtor to lease this. We do teach you in the workshop how to lease it yourself. But you guys went in and did that. And how long did it take you to get a tenant in the property?
Two weeks.
Now, how did you know what to charge in terms of the rent on the property?
So one thing that was taught during the seminar was to how to do that, right? So it's a program that is within the suite of tools that we have here at Lifestyle. And we subscribe to that program, and it allows us to go in and see what the sales prices are. So we were able to run the comps to see, make sure it was a good deal. But also it shows what rent is going for within the area. We were able to use that tool, and then me being, you know, in the energy sector, I use Excel a lot. So, of course, I had to create my own little spreadsheet, and I also used it in conjunction with the Lifestyles tool.
Yeah, and so what Jeff is talking about, it's called Quest. It's one of our, like you said, one of the tools in our toolbox. You can use that. It pulls comps that if you're not a realtor, you can't pull. But it does those, and you can use that. And in about 2 or 3 minutes, you can figure out, if you have an idea of what the rehab should be, you can find out how much money you're going to need out of pocket, what your equity capture is going to be, what your cash flow is going to be on the property after principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. It's going to show you everything. And so you're able to actually walk into that confidently. Also, during that two-day seminar, we teach you the math behind that so that you can actually use an Excel spreadsheet, look at a property, and figure out, is this going to be a good deal or not? You don't need to go look at a property if it's not going to be a good deal. You need to be able to figure that out on the fly from your desk, from your desktop, or from your laptop, whatever the case may be. So you doubled your money on that first deal. The market has changed. MLS, it's a little more difficult to find properties. I would say probably the majority of our members now find their properties through off-market deals, meaning it's a pocket deal from a realtor, or it is a wholesale deal, which is difficult. You need to have a mentor. You need to have somebody helping you if you're going after wholesale deals, because wholesalers have no fiduciary responsibility. They don't have to tell you the truth about anything. They don't have to disclose anything. And so you want to make sure that you know what you're doing. But you guys did something just crazy. You actually went out and you found an MLS property. So tell us how you did that. I'm fascinated by this, by the way.
Yeah, go ahead, Jen.
So it was this fall, and we had our first house. We had tenants in it. Everything was going great. And we said, okay, we're ready for another one. And we found the first one on the MLS listing. We saw it on there. We contacted an agent, and it was gone immediately. And so we looked around in the area and didn't exactly find what we were looking for. And then the house came back up on the market. And so we said, that's it, I want it. And the agent showed it to us immediately. We put in an offer, and our offer was not taken the first time. And so we said, okay, that's fine, we'll keep looking.
Let me interrupt you just a second. Sure. Had you already done an evaluation? You knew it was going to be a good property based on what you're offering?
absolutely. Because of the Quest, I can do that from home. You know, yeah. I drove to the area. We drove around the area, so I knew that it was, that I liked it. But from home, I can pull up all of the comps and the information that I need to tell me, you know, based on the price and what the rents are in the area and all of that information, I'm able to do from home. So I'm able to go through properties and evaluate them very quickly.
Yeah, good. And so you made the offer, got turned down, came back on the market. Fill in the gaps there for me.
Yes, it was turned down. They said that they were taking an offer from someone else. And so the person offered them, we offered less than asking price. They offered full asking price. But then they wanted the seller to go in and fix everything that needed to be fixed in the property. It needed a new roof. It needed air conditioning work. There were some appliances and things that weren't working. So they wanted the seller to go fix all of that. And she was not in the place where she could do that. You know, she was in pain and needed to move.
Yeah, folks, that's not the kind of property. We don't want a property we're going to say, hey, you fix everything. We want to fix everything. We want to buy the property at a discount. The way you buy it at a discount is you buy a property that's beat up on the outside and is beat up on the inside. And then you fix it up and you add value to the property. And that's where you capture that equity. So whoever was in line before you didn't know what they were doing. They're saying, hey, we'll offer full price. Now you fix everything. That doesn't work that way. If you want an investment property, that's what you do. If you want to buy a home that your family's going to live in, totally different world. So that's why you need the education. You need the mentoring. So the person came back. They said, you want the property? What happened?
So they called us back and they said, well, will you still offer what you were offering before? And then we offered, because of the way that we do our financing through Lifestyles, we can close quickly. And so we said, yes, we still want it. We can. You don't have to fix anything. You can just move on to wherever you're ready to move on to. So we were able to solve the problem for her where she was ready to move on. And we were able to get a great property. We knew how to fix it. We already have a team in place ready to go. So it was, you know, it was good for both of us. It worked out perfect.
And you closed, what, within about a week? From a Wednesday to a Friday, I think?
Yeah, we closed, and it was just over a week.
I remember the first time I made an offer on a deal, and the realtor may have been Jennifer McCormick, said, okay, you'll be closing in a week. And I kind of had a heart attack, like a mini heart attack. I'm like, wait, what? I thought I like had a month to kind of, you know, absorb all this and get relaxed, the idea I'm buying an investment property. And so how were you able to do that so quickly? You're using a hard money loan, correct?
Because we were using hard money and they already had the information on it. You know, they do all whatever they do behind the scenes, their portion.
Right.
Was already done. They'd already reviewed it. And so they already had the information they needed.
That is great. That is great. And you ended up buying another. So you actually got an MLS property. That's tremendous. And you actually bought another property the same time accidentally.
Yes.
Accidentally, but not really.
It was kind of an accident because then we made it when they didn't accept that offer, when the seller didn't accept that offer, we purchased another one. And so when they called us back, Jeff and I looked at each other and went, guess we're buying two properties.
That's one of the best accidents to have. And so how did that go, juggling two properties, rehabbing two properties? I mean, you're out there every day swinging a hammer, doing paint, doing foundation repair?
No. Jeff, you want to take that one?
Yeah, sure. So, no, it went fine. You know, we reached out, we got our bids, and actually used contractor to go handle that rehab on the second property. Just finished up last week, actually.
So you're on your way. You've got three houses. You've dramatically increased your net worth in just a year. You're in a place that you probably couldn't imagine being in 2 years ago. And we're at the end of the show. I want to tell you, these folks involve their kids so much. Their kids are thinking about, you know, what are they going to do when they retire? How are they going to get to financial freedom? Thanks so much for being with us today with Jennifer and Jeff Knight. We are working on your financial freedom. Just remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
If you were a high school graduate, you would make more money than a non-high school graduate by X percent. But if you had just 1 year of college, you would probably make like $50,000 a year. Now, if you had a two-year degree, you'd probably make somewhere between $60,000 and $70,000. If you had a four-year college degree, you would make something like, you know, $70,000 to $100,000. master's degree, you could make over $100,000, $100,000, $150,000. At a doctoral, you might make as much as $200,000. But the reality now is people used to go to school and get degrees that mattered. Now kids are just going to school because parents are trying to get rid of them. They're trying to get them out of the house. They're sending all these kinds of crazy kids to schools, and colleges are taking them because they need quotas. And yet they're coming out with enough debt to keep them strapped for the rest of their life. My friends, the college system is about to implode.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.